This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and South Korea today signed 4 MOUs for cooperation in the field of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the Framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. These agreements were signed and exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Mr. Modi said, India and South Korea, through their shared efforts, will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific. He asserted, India-Korea Digital Bridge is being launched to further deepen the partnerships between the two countries in artificial intelligence, semiconductors and information technology.
Friends, 8 years baad Korea ke rashtrapati ki Bharat yatra atyant mahatvapurna hai. Democratic values, market economy और रिस्पेक्ट फॉर रूल ऑफ लॉ हम दोनों देशों के डीएनए में है. इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में भी हमारा कॉमन आउटलुक है. इन सब के आधार पर पिछले एक दशक में हमारे संबंध अधिक गतिशील और व्यापक हुए हैं और आज प्रेसिडेंट ली की यात्रा से हम एक ट्रस्टेड पार्टनरशिप को फ्यूचरिस्टिक पार्टनरशिप में ट्रांसफॉर्म करने जा रहे हैं.
Speaking on the occasion, President of South Korea said, in an era of uncertainty, the two countries can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. Later in the day, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, briefed the media in New Delhi on key outcomes of the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting President of South Korea. He said the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership and emphasized enhancing economic cooperation. The government today said that domestic LPG supply is stable across the country and no dry outs have been reported at distributorships amid disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Rural Development, Amit Shukla, said the primary focus of the government is on uninterrupted employment, timely fund flow, housing construction, rural roads and livelihood security, despite global uncertainties. With high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal set to wrap up tomorrow, top leaders of various political parties are making a final push to sway the voters through back-to-back rallies and public appearances. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In Jammu and Kashmir, 21 people were killed and 29 others were injured after a passenger bus rolled down a hill in Udhampur district. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each of those killed in the tragic mishap. Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips across the country over the next 3 months to meet the expected surge in passenger demand. According to the Ministry of Railways, a total of 908 summer special trains have been approved for the period between 15th of April and 15th of July. Iran has denied agreeing to taking part in a second round of peace talks with the US after the US seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran's rejection came hours after US President Donald Trump announced that he's sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. A powerful earthquake of 7.7 magnitude struck off the northern Japanese coast of Sanriku this afternoon. Following the earthquake, a tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that's all in this news bulletin.